Just to set the scene, as the global demand for sustainable travel continues to surge, travelers are seeking eco-friendly options, and the seasonal Namakwa Flower Beach Camp has been setting a new standard for sustainable travel. Every year, the Namakwaland wildflower bloom transforms the arid coast up in the Northern Cape into a living tapestry. Really, thousands of endemic species burst into color across one of the most biodiverse floral regions on Earth. It really is internationally renowned. But the beauty is fleeting, fragile, and entirely dependent on balance in the natural world. And, well, this experience, the Namakwa Flower Beach Camp, promises to give you the opportunity to experience the thing up close and personal, while being mindful of the delicacy of nature and leaving no trace. But don't take my word for it, because on the line with me right now, I have Lister Stander, co-founder of Chiefs Tented Camps, the organization that is bringing you this incredible Namakwa Flower Beach Camp experience. Lister, are you there? Can you hear me?
Hello, yes, I am, absolutely, and thank you for having me this morning.
It's great to have you on the line to be talking about such a dynamic and special experience, and for those who've never been, you're the best person to talk to. What makes the Namakwa wildflower season such a bucket list experience, Lister?
As you correctly said, Namakwa is part of the arid region, which means that it is semi-desert. So during the biggest part of the year, it is completely dry. There is absolutely nothing, and the rainfall is extremely low. Mm. But when the winter months close in, and that starts around about May, June every year, and the region has its winter rainfall, it absolutely explodes into this flower wonderland. You know, and when you see it during the non-rainy season, you just cannot believe that such a spectacle could occur during the rainy season. And what makes the Namakwa so incredibly special is the fact that there's over 3,000 species of plants in that region, of which more than half is endemic to the Namakwa region. So you actually cannot find that anywhere else in the world. And that's why people from all walks of life and all over the world flock to Namakwa during that time to come and experience the flowers. And Namakwa is a huge region, over 6,000 square kilometers. So there are various species and various regions where you will find different species of flowers. In the Nivotville, you'll find the bulbs, and that's why that's also called the bulb capital of the world. Mm. And then when you move inland, you find these prolific orange daisies everywhere. And those, you know, when people think about Namakwa, that's the picture that comes up in their minds, because that's what they normally see, is these fields and fields of orange daisies. And then when you move more towards the coast, which is where we are, it's the succulents that are more prevalent. Lots and lots of faces in various colors. Absolutely beautiful.
Incredible. And, you know, it's one thing to see a picture or to see it on a TV program, but when you're actually there, immersed in the 360-degree experience, it has to be experienced to really be appreciated and to be believed. But I want to know more about the leave no trace philosophy behind your Namakwa Flower Beach Camp. How is this previously diamond mining area being rehabilitated?
Yeah, Mike. So Chief Tented Camps is a mobile tented company. So that's exactly what we do. You know, I often joke and I say, what we do is we move beds around. and essentially that is exactly what we do, but we move these beds into extraordinary areas. So the reason why so many beautiful areas in this country do not have fixed tourism facilities, is exactly for that reason, that it is eco-sensitive. Mm. So fixed concrete structures are never allowed in that area, and that gives us the opportunity of moving into those areas with mobile infrastructure, so that not only ourselves, but so that our guests can actually experience the beauty of that area. Now, Namakwa is exactly that. The area that we operate in is not as eco-sensitive as the camps that we have in Kruger, for instance, but the specific area is called Delverskap, which talks to the fact that it was a diamond mining area in the 1900s, and you know it is a concession from Sanparks. So you're quite right in saying that it is now being rehabilitated. You can still see the scars of the mining era, but Sanparks is doing an incredible job of now starting to rehabilitate that area. So the way that we operate is we bring absolutely everything in that we need. There is nothing on that site when we are not there, apart from two eco loos that Sanparks put up there. But apart from that, there is absolutely nothing. So wow. We come in with our trucks. It looks like a train wreck or a plane wreck. When we arrive and we offload sometimes 50 tons of equipment, and then we start setting up the camp with absolutely everything. So in Namakwa in particular, we set up 17 fully functional luxury tents. That is... The size of the tent, just to give you and your listeners some idea of what it looks like, the tent is 8 meters long, wow. And it's 3 meters wide. So you have this beautiful veranda with two chairs in the front. You have your bedroom of 4 meters by 3 meters, with either a double bed or two single beds. And then you have an ensuite facility with...
Hang on a second.
Toilet.
Sorry, Mister. We lost you for a second there, but I've got you back on the line now. You were saying. We appear to be having a little bit of telephone line dropout there. Lister, hang on a second. I think we've got you one more time. Carry on.
Can you hear me, Mike?
I've got you now.
Okay, perfect. So, so you have your 4 meter bedroom, and then you have an ensuite bathroom. With a luxury chemical toilet and a bucket full shower. We lay electricity to every single tent, but the electricity goes above ground. We run from a generator, so no serious digging and trenching. Everything happens above ground. And one of the major issues of how we conserve and we pay respect to the area that we're in is we have bucket showers, 20 liters, which is more than enough to shower in, but we only allow 2 showers a day. You know, we have to be respectful for the fact that it is a very dry region. Water is an absolute luxury, and that is one of the ways that we try and manage the water usage. And we do exactly the same, you know, in terms of our kitchen and everything. But yes, so we bring in all the equipment. We bring in mobile kitchens. There's a lovely dining room, lounge, bar facility. But every single element that we bring onto that site gets removed at the end of our camp.
And as I understand it, you're only operating for a very limited window, 4 weeks. It's an exclusive opportunity in that time for an intrepid traveler to experience this really, really special thing and striking this balance between luxury and low-impact travel. Something that I really wanted to touch on is that you've brought in Tanya and Isolde Visser this year. And why them? And what can guests expect from their presence this year?
Oh, wonderful. Yes, we're so excited. Tanya is the editor and owner of the Gardener magazine.
Yes.
Very popular TV personality as well. And she accompanied Leon Plucher to the Chelsea Flower Show this year, where we won gold, of course, again. And so we consider ourselves extremely fortunate to have Tanya and Isolde in camp this year, where she will act as the flower guide. So our guests that are in camp over the time that she'll be there will have the opportunity to walk with her and experience her passion and knowledge of the flowers. So that's going to be extraordinary. Wow. You know, Mike, it's one thing to see the flowers, but there is a completely different world around those flowers when you start walking. We always say that you experience the flowers based on your knees, because there is just so much happening around. We think that flowers are there for us to enjoy. It's beautiful, and you see all these magnificent colors, but it's not about us at all, you know. What happens there, and that flower spectacle is all about pollination. And when you start understanding these different tricks that flowers use to become pollinated, and you know, just the different colors and the ways that they turn and behave to attract the specific pollinators that pollinate those flowers, it's a different and fascinating world out there.
Amazing. And I can only imagine, you know, what it's like to wake up in the camp and be immersed in this world. What can guests expect from the daily experience?
Right. So all the tents are situated facing the sea. So you have this literally 180 degree of ocean view in front of you. I don't know where there is anywhere else in this country where you can sleep closer to the ocean than in the Namaqua Flower Beach Camp, because we are right on the rocks. And then you have this 180 degrees of flowers behind you. So it's really an immersive experience. So our program goes something like this. Guests will arrive anything from 2 o'clock. We operate like a normal guest house or lodge. Where you arrive, you get checked in. The first thing that we do is we hand you either a glass of bubbly or wine, so that you can celebrate your time in the flowers from the first step you take into our camp. Then in the afternoon at about 3:30-ish, we have afternoon tea. Guests then have the opportunity to have a shower or just go walk in the flowers. From about 6:30 in the evening, we have sundowner drinks. Either you can have that in front of your tent or from our lounge, which is situated in an area that's a little bit raised, so it has the spectacular view over the ocean. And because it's the West Coast, the sun sets over the sea, so we have these magnificent sunsets. We then move into our dining room for a scrumptious three-course meal. We have Dish Food and Social from Cape Town, who do our catering. Absolutely wonderful. Thereafter, we sit in our lounge. We also have a saxophonist, Eddie Best, this year, who will entertain us in our lounge before and after dinner. And then people retreat back to their tents, where our housekeeping team would have done the turndown, switched on the electric blankets, so that you can get into a comfy, warm bed in the evening, because it does get cold in the evening. And tomorrow morning, around about 7:30, we would then deliver a basket of freshly baked rusks and coffee, so that you can enjoy your coffee from your tent in your bed, looking over the ocean. At 8:30, we have full breakfast again, and then our guests take off either in their vehicles to go and have a look at different flower areas, or walk the area around the camp. And that is also the time then when they would join Tanya to go on a flower walk. So all depending on the temperature of the day, flowers only open when temperature reaches about 18 degrees. So we wait until it starts becoming a little bit warmer, the flowers then open, and then our guests set off on their daily flower search your excursion. And they would come back again in the afternoon, and then you repeat this wonderful process all over again.
Take me there now. Let's find out where can folks who are listening, who are sold on this incredible experience, where can they find more information? Where can they book figure out how to get there? Give us the details.
All right. So our website is namakoflowerbeachcamp.co.za. And then we have a Facebook page, Flower Camps, which you can go onto and find all the information. I think I must also just mention that we have just opened up 2 additional nights because the camp is virtually fully booked for the season.
Wow.
So on the 19th and 20th of August, we have now opened those 2 nights in addition to the rest of the season, which runs up until the 13th of September. So we do have 1 or 2 tents here and there still during the season available, but we have now opened up these 2 additional nights to allow more people to experience the wonder of what is Namakwa this year.
Brilliant stuff. And if you're feeling intrepid, if you're feeling like experiencing something that really is quite unique and spectacular, then the Namakwa Flower Beach Camp ticks all the right boxes. Brought to you by Chiefs Tented Camps, and I would also point you to their fantastic website, because there are other experiences waiting for you. If you aren't able to snap up this one for this season, you know, very limited, very exclusive, very narrow window of opportunity, but you might still be able to get in while the getting's good. And giving you the story on the line with me, co-founder of Chiefs Tented Camps, Lister Stander, giving you the inside scoop on this spectacular edition of the Namakwa Flower Beach Camp Experience. Lister, thanks so much for giving us the lowdown on Radio Life and Style. And one more time, what is that that web portal that we should be checking out?
It's Namakwa Flower Beach Camp at co.za, but correctly, as you said, one can also go to chiefstentedcamps.co.za. There is a direct link through there, and then Facebook is Flower Camps.
There we go. Lister, we'll see you.
Namakwa Flower Camps, sorry.
Yes. Namakwa Flower Camps, and of course, Google is also your friend. If you only remember the name from this conversation, just type it in, and you'll find it one way or another. And Lister, we'll see you in the flowers.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for having me. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Bye-bye.
Right back at you.